This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ruzdahl. Oil closed up today, 34 cents, 51.47 a barrel. That is dollars and cents, 51.47. Continuing its general upward swing the past couple of weeks. I mentioned that by way of getting to the White House budget that came out this morning. The administration is proposing to sell off half of this country's strategic petroleum reserve and turn more than 300 million barrels of energy into $16 billion cold hard cash over the next 10 years. Good idea? Bad? Marketplace's Scott Tong explains the debate from the sustainability desk.
The administration argues a lot's changed since the U.S. began stockpiling oil in the 70s. It has. Back then, there were fears of petrostates cutting us off, so we had to store it. But in today's global oil market, that'd be pretty hard, says Fred Beach of the Energy Institute at the University of Texas, Austin.
It's easy for OPEC to say they're going to embargo you, and they can certainly do that, but that just means they're going to sell that oil to somebody else who now doesn't have to buy it from their provider, and now you can buy it from that provider.
Andy says if the U.S. suddenly needs more oil, it doesn't have to store it. It can drill it in West Texas. Another knock on the strategic reserve is it's run poorly. Energy economist and consultant Philip Verleger worked for the Ford White House when this all started, but he says the feds repeatedly have not known when to tap the stockpile or for how long. For example, a sell-off in 2011 to soften prices during the Arab Spring.
Prices went down briefly, and then the government said, that was a bad idea, we're not going to try that again. But what was really needed was a whole sequence of sales. It was just absolute bad management.
Still, the thought of no reserve is too scary for many. Oil prices can surge fast and flatten the world economy. Frank Verastro is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
We've seen a dramatic decrease in investment in larger projects, offshore projects, that bring on a lot of supply. Within the next 5 years, we're looking at a price spike.
Perhaps. And even all the drilling in West Texas, well, that can't produce enough for American drivers.
We use almost 20 million barrels of oil a day, and we produce about 9.5. So even though we sell refined products into the market, we still import a hefty amount of crude oil.
And from dicey places like Venezuela. He says it's fine to put our oil reserves on the table eventually, but you have to think it all through before raiding it like it's an ATM. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.